I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. All hospitals have a noble, charitable purpose, restoring people to better health. With well over half of hospitals and health systems in the United States classified as nonprofit entities, thousands of hospitals nationwide at the same time rely at least in part on charity and philanthropic generosity from those they serve and other benefactors to fulfill their mission. Many nonprofit hospitals and health systems have a foundation associated with them to help facilitate those fundraising efforts. In fact, according to Becker's Hospital Review, a leading industry trade publication, more than 80% of nonprofit hospitals have a foundation that raises funds in support of their parent hospital or health system. Charitable gifts made to nonprofit hospitals can fund a variety of programs to improve the hospital. Everything from initiatives to help staff further their education to helping with the medical bills of patients who cannot afford to pay them. One of the most visible and important areas philanthropy often supports are capital projects, including new buildings and advanced equipment. According to one survey by the Healthcare Financial Management Association, 45% of hospital CFOs said they rely on philanthropy to support future capital projects for their organizations, which is no surprise. In an era of flat or declining reimbursement for services rendered and expenses that only seem to rise, the role of philanthropy is more important than ever to improving community hospitals and sometimes even keeping the hospital doors open. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.